Okay, everybody, I hope everything is good. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. We have the schus of finishing the second parak today. We're here at the top of Chaf Aleph and Aleph at the two dots, first line. Ula Arifas Egla, if you remember, the Mishnah basically listed a bunch of things that we do during the day, and then a couple of things that we do during the night, and we said they're kosher all day, and if it's a mitzvah at night, it's kosher all night as well. So we're up to Arifas Egla. We're basically just bringing psukim to prove that these are mitzvahs that are shayach to the day, as opposed to, you know, mitzvahs that are shayach all the time. So Arifas Egla, the Amri de Rebbe Yanai, they send the base manager Rebbe Yanai, that kapara ksiv ba kakadshim. This is a pasuk that says kapara by Egla Arufa. Where is that pasuk? That pasuk is not quoted on the side of my Gemara, I'm sorry, but it says the word kapara by Egla Rufa, so therefore, right, it is just like kachim. Kachim, as we said before, if you remember from yesterday, that is also only done during the day. Okay, ulitarism, ha-mitzora, the chtiv pasuk says, zosias toras ha-mitzora, biyom taharaso, right, on the day of him becoming tahar. Kol alayla kachar l'ktiras ha-omer, ktiras ha-omer, right, all night is kachar for reaping the korban. Omer, damar, mar, ktiras, firu, balayla, Vavabayom, that we do ktsira, the reaping of the korban omer, right? That is done at night. Counting is done at night as well. Obviously, that you're familiar with, and the bringing mitzvah mehayvan of esamik. That's right. Bringing the korban omer is done during the day. L'haktir chalav mevarim, right? You burn the fats on the mizbeach. Dechtiv kol alayla adaboker, right? Obviously, straightforward. And the pasuk you do that at night. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Davar shem mitzvah bayom kasher kol hayom. And we said similarly, davar shem mitzvah balayla kasher kol alayla. Whenever the Mishnah says Zaklal, right, that should set off a buzzy in your head. It almost 99% of the time is including another case that is not mentioned. So that's what the Gemara asks. Zaklal, davar shem mitzvah bayom kasher kol alayom. Zaklal asuyemai. What is that coming to include? So the Gemara says la suyei sidur bazikin. Bazichin v'soluk bazichin. It's referring to, right, preparing the spoons of incense that were replaced on the shulchan with the lechem apanim, right, on Shabbos, right, every week they replaced it, so that the bazichin, right, were done during that were put on during the day. Ukud Rabbi Yosi, and it's like Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya is willing to advise Rabbi Yosi. Omer solik is a shana shakas v'sidus hachadasha arvis. If whatever reason you took off the old lechem apanim in the morning, but and then you put the new lechem apanim at night, right, including the bazichin, that's fine. Ein b'kach klum, is no problem with that. Right, umani mekayim ay. So why does when the pasuk says afnei Hashem tamid, right, that should actually say, where does that take me to? Lefnei tamid, not lefnei Hashem, but lefnei tamid. Either way, what does that pasuk teach to tell me? Seems to imply that you need to have the shulchan filled with bazichin. The korban, the lechem upon him all the time. Shalayeh shulchan below lechem, that the shulchan, right, should not be without any bread. Now, but that doesn't mean any bread ever. That just means overnight. That it shouldn't stay overnight without bread. And that doesn't mean that you can't have a moment in time when it has without bread. That's against the chacham. The chacham say, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi quotes over here that it has to be always. Right, you have to kind of like. You have to make sure that as soon as you take off the bread, you have to put that back down. Okay, right, Rashi quotes that over there in the last Rashi on the perek. Okay, but either way, that's what it comes to include. That is kosher during the day, and that is and that's tov. Okay, vayter. Darish mitzvot balayla kosher kol alayla l'suyei. What's that coming to include? That's l'suyei achilas psachim. You're allowed to eat the carbon pesach all night, right? Udulok Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shita, as you know, perhaps. The Tanya is blown the rice of Achluas of Asar Belaila Hazev. Amr of Elizabeth Azariah, Nemar Khan Laila Hazev, Nemar Lahalan, Vivarti Beres Mizraim Belaila Hazev, right? Says, has the word Belaila Hazev by, excuse me, the Korban Pesach, and also by Marcus Bechoros. Ma'a Lahalan Ad Chatzos, just like Marcus Bechoros was, not until, but really at midnight. So Afkan Ad Chatzos, right? So too, that you can only eat the Korban Pesach up until midnight, and therefore, right, according to Elizabeth Azariah, you can also only eat the Afikomen, right, up until midnight. Our Mishnah is against that, but Tosos over here says, if you look at the Tosos, Dibur Maskul Asuye, when he says, Mikom Makom Nira Halacha, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? Seems, even though this Mishnah is against it, seems that the Halacha is against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and certainly we are, I think most people are careful to try and eat the Afikomen before Chatzos. I miss it. Meheri Banabi Samikdash, right? We'll also try to eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. Okay, Hadron Halacha, Karla Mafreya, and we go weiter to the third parak of the Masechta. Hakaras HaMagillah Omeid V'Yoshev. If You read the Megillah standing or sitting, Kara Echad Kurishnaim, or if one person read it or two people read it, so Yatsu, then they are Yotze. Makam Shinagu Levarech Yivarech, the place where they have a minhag to make a bracha, they should make a bracha on the Megillah, and we're going to see in the Gemara that that's referring to the bracha after a Kriyas Megillah, but everybody makes a bracha before. Okay, either way, Vishal Yivarech, Lo Yivarech, if they have a minhag not to make the bracha, that is, you shouldn't make the bracha. Now, the Mishnah kind of transitions to, and this is really most of the parak, if I'm not mistaken, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. V'sheni v'chamishi b'Shabbos b'mincha korin shlosha, on Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos mincha, we have three aliyos. Ein poksim ehem ein mosifin aleim, right? We don't make any hosafas, we don't have any less than that. V'im haftirin b'navi, and obviously there's no haftorah. Haposeach v'achosim b'torah mevarech l'fanel d'achareah, the person who begins, meaning who poseach, right, a person who starts the reading, and the end, the person who reads last, makes the brachos beforehand and after. Again, the Mishnah is saying that meaning the ones in the middle, let's say on the ones that we just talked about, right, on Sheni Chamishi, so if the three aliyos, so the guy at the beginning and the guy at the end, makes both the bracha before, or the both and the bracha after, but the guy in the middle, the guy, let's say Levi, would not make any brachos whatsoever. Barosh Chadashim, again, according to the Mishnah. Barosh Chadashim, obviously, our minhag is everybody makes some brachos. Barosh Chadashim, on Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaShemoyed, right? Today is Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Hashem. So, and Chol HaMoyed, Korin Arba. You have four aliyos. In Pokesim, Hem, Vem, Masiv, and Alayim, Vem, Athir, Benavi. Right? You don't add or subtract to those four aliyos. And you don't have Haftorah. Haposech, Vachosim, Vatorah, Mevarach, Lefanei, Lacharea. And same, right? On the same, I guess, halacha, that the guy who starts and the guy who ends makes both brachos before and after his aliyah. Zeh klal is the rule. Kol sheyesh bo musaf ein yomtiv korin arba. Anytime you have musaf, but it's not yomtiv, like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, right? So you read four. Be yomtiv chamisha. On yomtiv we have five aliyahs. Yom Kippur shisha. We have six aliyahs. And obviously b'Shabbos shiva. We have seven. Ein po chas mehem. You can't have less than that. But avam mosifin aleihem. In those cases, you are allowed to make hosafas umaftir benavi, and you say haftorah right after those kriyas. Haposech v'achosim b'torah, and sure enough, the first guy, again, we say that the first guy and the last guy, mevarach lefanav l'acharea, make the brachas before and after. If you're wondering why the Mishnah says it three times, so Tosos wondered that as well. If you look at Tosos, haposech, kasha, my tana ha'chmosa, ha'cha gimel pamen. Why do you have to tell it to me three times? Why do you have to tell it to me? It's enough to tell it to me once. So the Yesh Lamai says, there could be ha'vasakotaitach, you might have thought, we called it Tfei Milsa Mechavre Mevarach Lefanel Acharea, that maybe anytime you have something that's more, right, that once you add an aliyah, so that added aliyah should also make the bracha before and after. So therefore, you have to tell me that no, it's the same halacha straight through. Obviously, nowadays we don't necessarily do that. Okay, says the Gemara Tadah within the Nebraisa Masha Ein Kim BaTorah. This is not true of the Torah. What is not true of the Torah? So Rashi says Shein Korin BaTorah BeTzibur Miyushav. I said the Megillah you can read standing or sitting. Torah, we don't do that. We read that standing. We're not immediately. How do you know? So I'm Rabbi Avo. Perhaps a pretty surprising pasuk. Tamakrav, the pasuk says, V'ata po amod imadi, and you stand here next to me. This is Moshe is talking about his experience up on Har Sinai, right? That Kosh Baruch Hu said, you stand here with me, right? Moshe is telling that to Bnei Israel in Dvarim, and I think Parshas Veschanan. So Amar Rabbi Avo says that Ilmali Mikra Kasu Biyav Shalomro. If the pasuk hadn't written it, I would never have been able to say it myself. Kiviyachol, it's as if Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'amida. It's as even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing. Right, again, he said Atapo, Hashem said to Moshe, you here, Amod Imadi, stand with me. Right, we never would have been able to say that, right? Obviously, we don't talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. But if the pasuk says, okay, so it's as if Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing with Moshe when they were learning. So therefore, we have Kriyas HaTorah where we were standing. From Rabbi Avo, Menayin L'Rav, Shalo Yeshev, Vagabi Amita, V'Yishon Ad HaTalmida, Vagabi Yekarka. How do you know that a Rebbe shouldn't sit on a bed? And that doesn't mean he's lying down to sleep. It means that back then they used to have like couches and stuff. So it should be that the Rebbe is sitting on the bed or lying on the bed and teaching to the children, to the Talmidim, not children, but to the Talmidim who are on the ground, right? And they shouldn't be on a level that's above them. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, V'Tapo, Amodi Madi, right? They should be on the same level, right? The Rebbe should, kind of meet his students down there, shall we say. From the time of Moshe to Rabban Gamliel, everybody would learn Torah standing. Can you imagine? Right? You have all the shtenders in Panovich, but no benches. Right? But now you still have shtenders, but they have chairs. Right? So, but Mishamesh Rabban Gamliel, once Rabban Gamliel passed away, so then Yared Choli La'olam, right? There's some sort of choli, some sort of sickness, some sort of weakness, shall we say, probably more accurate, that came to the world. People would start learning Torah, right? Sitting. That's what it means when the Mishnah says in Sota, Bishameis from Gamliel, Batal Kavat Torah. The Kavat Torah was lessened. What does that mean? That everybody had to sit, meaning people couldn't give it as much kavod as they used to. Right? They had to sit. Because of Echad Omer, one pasuk says Vayishev Bahar. Because of Echad Omer, Vanochi Amadti Bahar. So the Gemara now notices a difference. Right in the psukim, when Moshe is talking again, recounting his experience on Har Sinai, he said on the one hand he says I sat on the mountain, and he also said that he stood on the mountain. So Amar Rav, Rav says Omer Velo Made Yoshev is Shona. A couple of answers. Rav says that when he was standing, he was learning, and when he was sitting, when he was reviewing, when he was chazering. Rabbi Chanina says no, Lo Amar Velo Yoshev Ela Socha. I'm not sure. Either he was kind of bending over. He was in between. For me, that would be the most uncomfortable. I don't know how he did that, but he's kind of like leaning over. Maybe he had a shtender also. Maybe he wasn't standing, he wasn't sitting, he was kind of leaning. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ein Yeshiva El Lashon HaKavod. No, Rabbi Yochanan says that he was, Yeshiva is that just means that he stayed there. It doesn't mean that he was like literally sitting. Right? Shenavar's Pasuk says, Vateshu Bakodesh, Vateshu Bakadesh. I mean, they stayed in Kadesh, Amim Rabin, that Bnei Yisrael stayed and dwelled in Kaddish. It means they just stuck around. So Moshe is not saying that he's actually literally sitting. It means he was kind of, that's where he was positioned, that's where he was stationed. Rava Amar, Rava says that, another answer, fourth man, maybe, I think, Rakos Me'umad Vekashos Me'yusho, that the easy stuff he was standing, but the hard stuff, right, he was sitting. Okay, fine. Again, just obviously metaphysical miracles that were happening to Moshe on Har Sinai, right, obviously he wasn't necessarily tired, right, because Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, he says, Lechem lo achalti mayim lo shasisi, 40 days, 40 nights, he didn't eat or drink. So it's, I can't imagine that Moshe got tired, he had to sit down. But again, probably Pashas is that the lesson is for us, that, you know, that when we have something that's difficult, so maybe it's good to sit and focus and concentrate. I'm sure Moshe could have handled it either way. Okay, either way. Vayter. Now, the Mishnah had said, right, kara echa kara shnayim yotza, right, you can have one person reading the Megillah, you have two people reading the Megillah. So that was... that was okay. So the Gemara says, Tana Masha ain't came by Torah. It's not true by Torah. You're not allowed to have two people reading the Torah. You're only allowed to have one person. Now, in Ekanami, we do kind of sort of have two people reading the Torah at the same time. If you learn halachas of getting an aliyah, so it really is appropriate for the guy getting the aliyah to talk or whisper along with the Balkori. Make sure not to disturb him. Balkoris do not like that. But he should be saying it again out loud, but not out loud, but he should be saying it to himself. That being said, what we're talking about here is that we're not, you know, you don't want to have two people saying the Torah out loud because people, as we'll see in a second, right? Well, I guess Rashi will quote it over here, right? Trei koli lo mishtamai, right? Two voices are not necessarily heard. Right? It's hard to hear or to focus. Okay, so either way, so Torah bana ulan dinabrai. So, but Torah, if you're reading Torah, echad korev echad matar game, right? One guy can be reading and one guy can translate, not at the same time. That's one after the other. Okay. Ubilvad shelo yehei echad korei shnayim targumim. You shouldn't have two people translating because again, you're not able to hear it. Uvanavi or understand it. Uvanavi, and if you're reading after Torah, so echad korei shnayim targumim, then that is fine. Ubilvad shelo yushnayim korei shnayim targumim. As long as you don't have two people reading the after Torah and two people translating. Again, the translation was secondary. So by after Torah, right, you need to be able to hear the after Torah itself. Okay. Ubahalo. Right, if you have halal and megillah, so then even if you have 10 and 10, that's totally fine. My time, why is that? Because since it's dear to people, people really enjoy hearing the megillah story or saying halal, so they'll make sure to focus and be mechavin and listen to what is being read. Malkum Shinagul Yuvarech Yuvarech. Rabbi says, as I pointed out before, Lo Shanu Ela Lachareah. This whole thing about wherever they had a minhag to make a bracha on the Megillah, they should make a bracha, and if they don't have a minhag to make a bracha, they shouldn't. That's only afterwards. Right? Aval Lefanah, but beforehand, so then mitzvah Levarech, for sure there's a mitzvah, right? Even on Din Rabbanan, there certainly is a mitzvah. That's a whole discussion. Haki Shei, Asher Kisharim, Zabat Zivanu, that Hashem commanded us. Were you talking about Al Mikra Megillah? That Hashem commanded us to read the Megillah? No, the Chachamim made up the Megillah. So that's where, again, that's a lot of Torah about that, right? And Pasha says that the Pasuk said, Lo Sosur, they shouldn't deviate from anything that the Chachamim tell you. So that's where the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us to listen to the Chachamim, and that's the bracha we're making. Okay, either way, but right, so everybody makes a bracha beforehand. Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Mitzvos Kulon Mevarech Alein Over L'Asiyos. Now, right, again, the Gemara we had in Pesachim, that any bracha that any mitzvah that you have, you make a bracha beforehand. My mashma da over lishna darak dumehu. How do you know the word over means that you have to do the bracha beforehand? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Kura, the pasuk says, Vayarz achimatz derech akikar vayavor es akushi. Right, achimatz ran past. He passed the kushi, so that's vayavor. He ran in front of. Right, so that's right beforehand. Abaya, Rabbi says mihacha. No, who over lifneham? Right, tachazayitz vayuchelu. Right, Avram standing in front of. Or before all of the malachim. Vibai same another answer, perhaps. Mehacha from this pasuk, Vayavor Malkam Lefnehem, Vashem Barusha. Right, again, Hashem was in front, right? The king passed through, Hashem was in front. So Lufanea, Maim Vavarech, what's the bracha before Mikra Megillah? So, Rosheshes Mikatrizia, Ikla Lekame de Ravashi. He went in front of Ravashi Baruch and he made the brachas of Manach. What is that? So that's abbreviation for, as Rashi says, Mikra Megillah, Asanisim, and Shechianu. Lacharea, what about, what's the Mai? What's the bracha? Mai Mavarech, what's the bracha afterwards? So, this is the bracha that we make, right? Baruch Ata Hashem Alkeinu Malkolam, Haravis Yireinu, Adonis Dineinu, Anakim Istikmasenu, and Nefer Alonu Mitzareinu, from Hashem, Hamashalem, Gavul, L'chol Yavein Avshenu, Baruch Ata Hashem, and Nefer Yisrael, Mikol Tzareyem. And then, if you're wondering if you ever made the bracha, so Rav Amar Hakel Moshiach. That really the bracha is Hakel Moshiach. And Amar Rav Papa Hilchach Nimrinu the Tarvaya. That we say both of them, and this is what we do. Baruch Ata Hashem, Ayel Nifrad Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem Hakel Moshiach. And everybody says Shoshan Asiakov, etc. Okay, wonderful. B'Sheni V'Chamishi B'Shabbos Ben Mincha Koren Shloshei three Aliyos on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Obviously, tomorrow being Monday, we're not going to read three Aliyos. We're going to read four because it's Rosh Chodesh. But usually, three on Monday, Thursday. And Mincha on Shabbos. Gemara says, "Hani Shlosha, can I give me? What is the three aliyahs corresponding to?" So, Amar Ravasi, a lot of fancy Torah over here. We'll just read through it pretty quickly. Ravasi says, "Can I get Torah and Leviim Miksuvim?" It's corresponding to Tanakh. Rav Amar, can I get Kohanim Leviim Yisraelim? Right? Can I get those three? Ella Ha, the Tanya Rav Simi. So Rav Simi says, "One second. Ein Poksim Yud Psukim Beza Knesses." Or when he says that you can't have less than 10 psukim right in a certain kriyas Torah, vayidaber olam in a minyan, and the word meaning vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, that counts. I mean that's a pasuk. So hani asara kineged me. So where do you get 10 from? Meaning that the three is easy because it's Torah neviim ksuvim or kohanim Yisrael leviim Yisraelim. But where do you get three from? Now the Gemara just tosses over here. Tosses kineged. Does point out that the Gemara in a couple of days is going to suggest that it's corresponding to the Shomrei Asaf, which is the three people who are in charge of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, he says that that's not the Iker source. That the Iker Makar is the Iker reason is why we have three Aliyos is either corresponding to Tanakh or corresponding to Kohanim Levim Israelim. But either way, back into the Gemara again, where do you get 10 from? So what's 10? So again, a bunch of possibilities. For the reason you need 10 psukim in a given kriya. Amar Rishu, by the way, what's the only kriya that you have less than 10 psukim? So, guys, we're going to mention soon. The kriyas HaTorah on Purim, which is 9. But okay, fine. Amar Rishu ben Levi, can I get a sarbat lanam shevesa knesses? Corresponding to the 10 people who are waiting in a minyan. Well, we saw machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, whether they're waiting to daven, whether they're waiting to learn. Pashas says they're probably doing both. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says, can I get a sarbat hadibros? Okay, shenamar of the Moshe, we see tonight. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kenega Asar Marmaros. Rabbi Yochanan says the 10 Marmaros. Shebehen Nivra Olam that Hashkosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. So Gemara says, "Hi Ninu, what are they?" So the Vayomer the Bereishis Hanitisha. Right? If you count them, if they're 10, if you count all the Vayomers in Seder Bereishis, right, in the beginning of the Torah, the first Aliyah of the Torah, so there are only 9 of them. Hatisha Havu. So Gemara says, "Bereishis Nami Maimer." Who, right, that's actually counts. Breishis also counts. Tichtiv, b'daber Hashem Shamayim, nasu, b'ruach piv, kol tzvam. Okay, so Breishis counts, that's 10. Amar Rava. Rava says, Rishon shekara dalad meshubach, sheni shekara dalad meshubach, and shlishi shekara dalad meshubach. Right, again, if you have 10 psukim, and you have 3 aliyahs, so you got 3, 3, and 4. That's Pasha's how you're going to break it up, because you have to have 3 per, at least per aliyah. So you have 3, 3, and 4. So Rava says, whoever gets the 4, that's great. And we see sources that that is praiseworthy, right? See, praise sources from other areas in halacha. That you know that is in fact praiseworthy. The Tanan is willing to the Mishnah. B'shlosh kupos shel shalosh right, should be changed too, right? So sa'in shebahen tor min esalishcha v'haya kasev aleihem aleph beis gimel. If you remember from Shkalim that they had you know 3 boxes where they would collect the machzis shekel and they would take. You know the money, right? It would be written Aleph Beis Gimel, first, second, and third. Leida is just to continue the Gemara. Leida Ezem Hem Nishrim Arishona. We want to know which one was given first, and therefore they took the money to buy the korban Hasatzibor from whichever Machzeh Shegel was given first. So that's right. So right, l'hakav yimenu rishon, she'a mitzvah barishon. So we see that it's good. The mitzvah, it's very often it's good to give chashivas to the first one. Emtzai, what about giving chashivas to the middle one, meaning doing four psukim in the middle? So that's also good. Shekara arba meshuvach, that's also good. The Tanya is one of the brisa. Al mul pnei hamenorah yiru shevasamene haneiros. Melamed, what does that teach me about the pasuk about the menorah? Shemetzadid pnei and klapei ner maravi. That all of the flames in the menorah were pointed towards the middle one. Uvinem Maravi Klabi Shechina. The middle one was pointed at the Shechina. Again, just if there's a good diagram over here. Right, if the Megillah, the Megillah, I keep on saying that. The menorah was situated north south, right, and the middle one, obviously the middle one being smack in the middle, right, the flame was on the western side of it, towards the Shechina. Towards the Kodesh Kadashim, right, and that's how you know that the middle one, right, was most chashiv. Right, that the middle one is praiseworthy. And even if the fourth guy reads four psukim, that's also good. And shemishim, because the concept of ma'alam kodesh v'lo moridin, right, that we go up in holiness and not down. And Rav Papa Ikla the Beknish of the Abi Guber, when he went to the base Kneshes of Abi Guber, Vakara Rishon Arba, and he read four psukim for the first aliyah, Vashavkei Rav Papa, and Rav Papa thought that was great. Okay, Shkoyach Rav Bosei, we'll stop here, and we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.